Next patient is going to be Cheryl, Sherryl. Hopkins, Hopkins. The last patient's name was Diane Golden, DianeGolden, 27/1940 was the date of birth. This one is Cheryl Hopkins, 2/17/57. No, 7/19/57. Ms. Hopkins is a 67-year-old woman, resides by herself, has two children, two great-grandkids, and two grandkids, period. In the paragraph, she's originally from Schulenburg, S-C-H-U-L-E-N-B-E-R-G, Texas, period. In the paragraph, she has a history of hyperlipidemia, hypertension, and history of COPD that currently she's on hospice for, period. In the paragraph, medications include Losartan, Lipitor, and nifedipine, period. In the paragraph, allergy, non-surgery, C-section, times two, family history. Mom and dad out of old age, apparently. Patient's vitals reveal a blood pressure 182 over 84. She says her blood pressure was much better yesterday. She hasn't taken her medication. Today, 73 pulse, 99% oxygen, heart positive, swarm positive, two lungs, a clear abdomen, soft neck, short JVD, skin shows no rash or mucosa with anal lesion. Number one, COPD. Patient is currently on hospice with history of COPD, non-O2 dependent. Patient is non-compliant with her medication. She needs to do a better job with her meds. Period. She's her activity has been affected. She's less active. She's tired most of the time, most likely because of her exercise-induced hypoxemia, and the blood pressure has been out of control. Patient's non-compliance also causing her blood pressure to be increased, which is increasing the increasing her symptoms at this time. Thank you.